Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About how the left, the Democrat Party elite, are going to be looking at the Supreme Court reviewing the Colorado Trump ballot case. Well, they're lining up exactly the way I thought they would, especially Adam Schiff. And we've got the audio for you on that this morning, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we start this Monday edition of the broadcast. Lots going on this morning. It is January the 8th, and we are live, and we're glad to be here, and we sure hope that you had a great weekend. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things on the program this morning, of course, and also we've got some pretty severe weather to tell you about as well as we head into the early part of this week. So it is going to be chock full, folks, as always, right here on the broadcast. And once again, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Welcome to everybody listening on our home station, our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 830 as well. Also, everybody listening along the GCN network, thanks to GCN for working hard for the program, distributing it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates this morning, and everybody listening on the live streams. We got messages from people listening on the live streams, and we really appreciate that very, very much. And so once again, hope you had a great weekend, and we are off now for a full week of broadcasting. First time in a couple of weeks, what with the Christmas and New Year's holidays, some of the days off there. So here we are. It's the Monday morning edition. Haven't been live on a Monday morning for 2 weeks, but it is good to be with you. Thanks for spending some time. All right. So we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, as I said. We've got the government, of course, is now going to be funded. We understand that they've reached a last-minute deal, basically. It's a $1.59 trillion deal, and this is for top-of-the-line spending. And so this is going to, of course, pave the way, basically, to fund the government. This from CNBC. Congressional leaders announced a $1.5 trillion deal on top-line spending on Sunday as the government races to avoid a potential shutdown. The deal establishes an overall spending budget of, as we said, $1.59 trillion for the 2024 fiscal year, allocates $886 billion to military spending and $704 billion for non-defense spending, said Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana on Sunday. Now, after many weeks of dialogue and debate, we have secured hard-fought concessions to unlock the FY or fiscal year 24 top-line numbers and allow the Appropriations Committee to finally begin negotiating and completing the 12 annual appropriation bills, he wrote. So, again, the deal comes as the House and Senate inch closer to a key January 19th deadline, which when the funding runs out for many federal agencies. Now, at the heart of this as well, my friends, has been, of course, what's going on at the border. Even calls to allow the government to shut down as a result of this, whereas that's likely not going to happen anytime soon. It is a major part of this. And the border crisis is not going to go away. And I do think it's important to point out that the Democrats blame the Republicans, the Biden administration. Every single time this is brought up at the press briefing room, what do we hear? It's these Republicans, and they're stopping Joe Biden. They're not working with Joe Biden. We heard Mayorkas the other day saying, well, no, it's the one Texas governor. It's just that one governor. He won't work with the other governors. Well, Mike Johnson, again, who we just heard about, with the what's going on with the spending. He was down at the border. He went there on a fact-finding mission. He was on Face the Nation this weekend, and this is what he had to say about what they're finding there at the border. It doesn't sound like it's Republicans who are stopping the Biden administration from being able to get a control of the border. It's really, of course, the other way around.
A humanitarian catastrophe here, and of course, huge national security concerns. What we saw is in some ways difficult to describe, just the magnitude of the chaos here, of the number of lives that are adversely affected, the minor children that are being trafficked into the country, and the fentanyl overdoses and poisoning that has been a scourge on the country. These are transnational, dangerous criminal organizations. And the maddening thing about it is that the White House is allowing all this. These are policy choices that created this chaos. And it is thus policy choices that could change it. And
which
that's
policy
what we're
choices do you think
well,
need to be changed?
On his first day in office, President Biden came in and issued executive orders that began this chaos. Remain in Mexico is one of them. The catch and release program has created part of this problem. You could end catch and release.
But you need the logistical and financial support to be able to do that. Congress has the purse strings to give them the money to do that.
That's true. But I'll quote to you the deputy chief of the U.S. Border Patrol. He said, it is as if we're trying to administer an open fire hydrant. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't need more buckets. I need the flow to be turned off.
That's a very, very good analogy. Probably one of the best ones that we've heard for a very long time. That's right. It's not about just, trying to get more stuff to gather the water together. It's about trying to stem the flow. Also caught up in this as well, I was watching another report earlier about the idea of asylum seekers. And, for example, the Denver mayor is having such a time trying to deal with the influx of people coming to his city. It's a Democrat city, by the way. And basically talking about, well, you do have people who have come, and he said mostly from Venezuela, from his experience, people who came there when, seeking asylum because they didn't want to do what the government was telling them to do, especially one was evidently a law enforcement officer and did not want to comply with a lot of those of the orders coming from the government. So asylum is a big part of it. But yet at the same time, asylum typically means, or if you're trying to escape persecution, you go to the next available place where it is safe. And then you begin to apply to come to the United States. Just to come to the United States and say, I need asylum, is actually jumping a couple of different steps in the broader picture of applying for asylum. So there's a lot more to talk about that on this, folks. It is Monday. It's Monday. We'll get it right. Don't worry about it. Coming right back after this. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Well, we understand he's being hospitalized right now. So, obviously, first and foremost, we want to say, get well soon. We hope everything's okay. But the enormous breach of protocol that happened as a result of the Defense Secretary going in for what is being said is an elective procedure back in late December, but then readmitted, I believe, on New Year's Day, and is still in the hospital and went to ICU. But we understand that he is fulfilling his duties, according to statements at this point. And the president didn't know. But guess who knew? The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff knew a couple of days even before President Biden. Now, the two are said to have had a warm phone call. I wonder how warm that really was. But obviously, this is a, and oh, by the way, and the deputy, Secretary of State, basically was on vacation to go get her and then take her to a secure location. We understand even she was not aware of this. So I don't know, folks, that doesn't bode well for how especially our enemies might take a look at things, obviously. But we do wish the secretary well, obviously. Welcome back to the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send us a direct message. We've got some messages already this morning. We've got Richard the Marine up there from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, and he's saying, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees outside. Wow, that is cold. Well, we might be kind of close to you on that this morning, Richard. We're probably about 50 degrees right now, and maybe just a little bit lower than that. I'll check the weather here, but earlier that's about what it was. So it actually may be down below that at this point. In the morning, it's going to be super cold. I know that. But you've got 47 degrees, and he says, lots of rain. Have a great week. Well, thank you, Richard. Yes, have a great week yourself and everybody out there. We hope that you have a great week as well planned. Here we are. It's really the first full week back for, I think, a lot of people. Then we're also hearing from Mark in Clearwater. Thank you, Mark. Yes, that's a great song suggestion. We will check that out. I promise we'll check that out, and we'll see what we can do on that. This morning, of course, is Monday. It's Country Music Monday, and we're ready to go. But thank you so much, and as I said, we will check out that song. Let me see here. Again, yeah, the Lloyd Austin thing is a little bizarre because, obviously, it's just something that, you know, this is a big deal. Even if it wasn't really for public dissemination, and I understand that, too. For public dissemination, you may not want to telegraph somebody who has a medical emergency or something like that. Not until everything's kind of in place so that there is the absolute continuity that needs to be there. That's just a given for especially for the Secretary of Defense. But basically, though, if the president is not aware of that, no matter who the president is, if it's Joe Biden or whomever, whatever administration, the administration needs to know. That's a cabinet-level position, obviously, and it can have some real ramifications, because what if there was some other attack? What if there was some other issue that had to be dealt with, and the president says, give me the Secretary of Defense? They say, I'm sorry, sir, the Secretary of Defense is in the hospital, is incommunicado right now. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm really saying that you do have to have that kind of consistency and that kind of continuity, because every single thing that we do telegraphs out to our friends and our foes alike. So I can't imagine. And he did issue a statement, I understand, saying I didn't do a good job of you know, letting people know or something like that. But to me, this sounds like, you know, because he was readmitted with what they call severe pain, and they're not being specific at all about what this procedure was or any of this kind of stuff. But it would seem to me that it definitely needed to be handled a little bit better, especially where the deputy is concerned, because that could also be a major problem as well, because somebody may be out of pocket at that point. That's, again, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Kathleen Hicks. But the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General C.Q. Brown Jr., evidently knew, according to reports I've seen, a couple of days ahead of that. So we'll continue to monitor that as well, of course. Well, you know, we were talking about the border in the first segment there, and Joe Biden is getting some bad news on some polls here as well, in terms of his handling of the border. And it's not going to be good for him, I think, because obviously, you know, people understand that this whole issue is completely out of control, right? In fact, this from Bloomberg: Americans increasingly favor tougher measures to curb immigration at the U.S. border with Mexico. Though sentiment is shifting against the practice of border states to send migrants northward, according to a CBS News YouGov poll. Now, again, have we been covering this and talking about this? Well, of course. Is it a stunt? Well, of course it's a stunt. But I've always said, and will say again, it's an incredibly effective political stunt, because it is pointed up. In fact, it may be that the existence of this stunt, as it were, has been one of the major factors in pointing up the whole problem. And to get people to respond in these polls to say, hey, we got to do something. Maybe they really have not been aware until it took some kind of a, with the word stunt, to actually demonstrate what happens when a sanctuary city that has actually said already, hey, we are a sanctuary city. We want more people to come here. We are ready for that. We support it. This is our policy. We think this is the right policy for the nation, and so on and so forth. And then suddenly, a lot of migrants or illegal immigrants show up on buses. And what happens? Oh, we got to sue the bus company. we got to sue the bus companies. We got to create this major catastrophe sort of situation, and say we can't deal with this. You're overwhelming us. This isn't fair. And on it goes. Well, that's one of the things I think that actually pointed this up. I think this is one of the things that actually shows that this isn't a tenable thing. This isn't doable. In fact, the mayor of Denver had remarked that, you know, unless his issue is work permits. He wants a lot more work permits to be issued while these asylum claims are being adjudicated and so forth. And he makes the argument that the more people that get work permits is less actual assistance given. Otherwise, he said, we're going to need endless assistance from the federal government. And, of course, all that makes sense. But I would say this. Well, number one, you wouldn't be in this situation. You wouldn't have this problem. We, collectively, as a nation, wouldn't have this problem if we had tighter border controls. Right? If you didn't have migrants being bused to Denver, or coming across the border, and then at which time being bused to Denver, or anywhere on the U.S. side, well, this issue would not actually be the endless support problem that you're talking about. And so I'm not trying to be cold or callous or anything like that. But what I am saying is that the onus should not be put on Governor Abbott or on the bus companies or on anything else other than a policy lapse. As we were hearing Speaker Johnson talk about at the first part of the program this morning, you know, these policies, that were actually implemented by Joe Biden. So under no circumstances can you say, well, it's the Republicans or the Republican side of the aisle, which is causing all of this to go bad and causing all of this to be this humanitarian crisis that we're seeing. No, this is, and of course it's manufactured, but it's being manufactured on purpose to create that destabilization, to create that idea of ginning up more voter fraud as time goes by, because you have the Democrat Party elite and the far left that want to be in power forever, right? Forever and a day. All right, folks, we're going to be right back after this. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition, and we are having fun already. We got a lot more stored up, folks. It's going to be fun this morning. Stick around.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News. News Update. This Sunday, let it snow. The Northeast getting its first snow of the season. Hagerstown, Maryland, parts of New Jersey, and farther north in Boston all getting hit. Here's USA's Jim Berg.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain and snow to New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get at least 6 inches of snow.
In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tejimo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was put him in the
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Thanks so much for your promises.
Think
I could.
So according to Rasmussen, only 34% of Americans believe that the economy is going to get better in 2024. We keep seeing these kinds of things, and it never gets old, but it does get old in the sense that, you know, the American people really do need something. They need something better to happen. They need something to allow them to prosper. Now, in some cases, and we've been seeing these jobs reports, and we'll be talking with Chris Markowski in hour number three. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. You also hear him right here on our home station of AM 860, The Answer, each weekend. And you hear him here on the program every morning, by the way. And we'll talk to Chris Markowski about the jobs report, because there seems to be some stuff going on in the jobs report that, you know, whereas it kind of looks okay, there's other things that do kind of drag it down, hamper it. And so we'll talk to him about that. And while some wages might have gone up a little bit, a tiny bit, in a very small amount, the spending, or I should say the prices, are still very, very high. So in some ways, some of these numbers can make it look like the economy is doing better, even as far as maybe having the Fed not want to take action sooner on cutting interest rates. I think that's also going to be a mistake. I think the faster that we cut interest rates at this point, the better off it's going to be, because you've got to get, you know, the real estate market moving again. You've got to get the business market, you know, the businesses moving again. You've got to get all these things happening. Otherwise, you know, we're going to continue to have a lot of real problems, you know, in terms of, because, you know, the perception is out there, my friends. And it's very, very difficult to change people's minds to explain to them that things are better. Technically, you could even say, oh, well, this on paper here and this on paper there could technically be good, but until and unless it translates into people's day-to-day lives and what they're buying at the grocery store and what they're buying at the fuel pump and what they're doing and their long-term vision for what they want to accomplish, then it's just not gonna matter. At any rate, okay, this is also quite interesting. The FAA has now grounded more than 170 Boeing 737 MAX 9s, okay, after a section of an Alaska Airlines plane blew out. Have you seen some of the video of this? This is really quite chilling, for lack of a better term. I actually think that is the term I would use. This from CNBC. The Federal Aviation Administration on Saturday ordered temporary grounding of dozens of Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft for inspections a day after a piece of the aircraft blew out in the middle of an Alaska Airlines flight. Images and video of Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 that were shared on social media showed a gaping hole on the side of the plane and passengers using oxygen masks before it returned to Portland, up there, Richard of the Marine territory, shortly after taking off for Ontario, California, on Friday afternoon. That would be Ontario Airport. Yeah, that's, for me, that would be about an hour's drive away. But I've been to Ontario Airport. Pardon me. The FAA's Emergency Airworthiness Directive will affect about 171 planes worldwide and applies to U.S. airlines and carriers operating in U.S. territory, the agency said. Alaska and United Airlines said late Saturday that they were grounding their entire fleets of Boeing 737 MAX 9s. No serious injuries were reported, so thank God for that. No serious injuries were reported on the flight, according to federal safety officials. There were 171 passengers and six crew members on board. Let's see here. Large-scale groundings of aircraft by the FAA or other aviation authorities are rare. The FAA has heavily scrutinized the Boeing 737 MAX since two fatal crashes grounded the jetliner worldwide almost 5 years ago. You recall that? I do. That's right. They had this, I think it became like a software problem or something. Two other models of the MAX, the smallest and the largest version, have not yet been cleared by the agency to enter commercial service. The section of the fuselage missing appeared to correspond to an exit not used by Alaska Airlines or other carriers that don't have high-density seating configurations and was plugged. So if I understand this correctly, and I hope I do here, it may be that door that would typically have been integrated into the aircraft was somehow replaced or removed or, they was no longer a door, basically, if they plugged it. So that means that the methodology of doing that has got to be scrutinized, and I'm sure that whatever records were kept and so forth, just like you'd have a crash, and thank God this wasn't a crash, but can you imagine, depressurization and this kind of thing, that would be, number one, terrifying, and number two, could be deadly and could cause the loss of the aircraft. But just like when the NTSB puts everything back together again, I'm sure that they will be able to hopefully drill down and see exactly where all of this came together, and they'll look at the workmanship, or they'll look at the procedures and this kind of thing, because there's got to be a procedure for it somewhere, how they did this. The National Traffic Safety Board, that's the NTSB, has started its investigation. Chair Jennifer Homendy, at a press conference in Portland Saturday night, asked the public for help in finding the plane's missing door. Because, yes, if they have that, again, that goes into that reconstruction that they'll need to do. And, again, hopefully they'll be able to make sure that they find that or that they can reconstruct it. So again, the incident was described as an explosive decompression at the window exit, according to Sarah Nelson, president of the association's flight attendants. So, and again, that's just not cool. This kind of thing. I mean, we see this kind of stuff in movies and so forth, and just that huge change of pressure, you know, can suck people out of the aircraft. And if whatever's not tied down is going to go out that hole. So definitely, I'm just thankful that nobody was hurt. That's a very, very good thing indeed. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome, of course, as we continue through this Monday edition of the program, because we definitely have so much more to tell you about. By the way, there's a California law that pretty much would ban the carrying of firearms just about everywhere. I mean, if you went down the list, it pretty much adds up to everywhere. Well, it had been blocked, as I understand, but this from Newsmax, a new California law that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places, and I believe these have to do with concealed carry permits, was once again blocked from taking effect Saturday. As a court case, challenging it continues. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the panel dissolved a temporary hold on the lower court injunction blocking the law. The hold was issued by a different Ninth Circuit panel and had allowed the law to go into effect on January 1st. One of our many fun things that happens every New Year's Day. So as you're watching the ball drop in California, and it goes 11:59 in 58 seconds and 59 seconds, and then boom, it's 12 a.m., and it's the new day, and you know, okay, well, it's kind of fun. We're having fun. We're celebrating. We're drinking champagne, and then at the same time, yep, what's California doing to us now? Starting at this very minute, you know. That's kind of how it goes. But it's the Saturday's decision keeps in place a December 20 ruling by the U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney blocking the law. Carney said that it violates the Second Amendment. Well, that's good. And that gun rights groups would likely prevail in proving it unconstitutional. Uh-oh. Well, watch out. The criticism is going to become overwhelming at this point. What are you talking about? It violates the Second Amendment. Well, we all know the Second Amendment's bad, and so anything that violates the so-called Second Amendment, you know, has got to be a step in the right direction, right, according to this mindset, right? But this is actually a very good thing, because things do need to be tested by the Constitution. And again, the law that was signed by Gavin Newsom prohibits people from carrying concealed guns in 26 types of places, including public parks, playgrounds, churches, banks, zoos. The ban applies whether or not a person has a concealed carry permit. All right, well, it's not enforced right now because it has to be reviewed in light of the Constitution. Boy, that's novel. I think there may be hope for us after all, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle One.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through hour number one. Hour number one, almost in the books here for the Monday edition. And we're just glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. And we have so much more to tell you about as we head through the program this morning. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. If you have a song request, we appreciate Mark in Clearwater sending us a song request. And of course, this was the part of the program where we take a look at the national weather for a few minutes. And we also have a song that we play to kind of get you going in the morning, keep you going, especially if you're out there. If you're driving a big rig or if you are working a shift, if you're doing your job, if you're making deliveries, whatever it is that you're doing out there, we just want to help you keep going through the morning, and that's part of our job. That's part of our charter right here on the program, and it is something that we take very seriously and quite joyfully as well, because I'm just really overwhelmed at the amount of people that we hear from, and I'm really overwhelmed at just a lot of the support that we're getting, and I really appreciate it. This truly is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. So I always want to make sure that I make that absolutely clear. Well, it is Country Music Monday, by the way, everybody, and we've kind of decided, well, we play other country songs during the week as well, but Country Music Monday just kind of has a ring to it, Country Music Monday. And this morning, this is actually the Eagles, but this song is really cool. This is off of their, I think, what do they call it, Long Road Out of Eden album back in 2007. And it's the first track, if I recall correctly, I think it's the first track on the record. And it's really cool, and it's definitely, I think it's a great country song. So let's check it out. Here is the Eagles with their song called How Long. Long Road Out of Eden record back in 2007, and that always brings back memories to me. Right about that time and that time frame, we had a family road trip through Yellowstone, and all the way from Southern California to Yellowstone. It was quite a drive, and I remember going up that 15 Interstate 15 all through Utah and so forth. So just beautiful, beautiful places to see. And Yellowstone, of course, is breathtaking, very, very much so. And I remember cutting through a little bit. We got to go through a little bit of Montana at the same time as well. And I remember this was on the iPod as well. And so we were listening to this kind of stuff as we were going on our trip. So it always brings back good memories. That's a pretty good record overall, pretty good album. Oh, by the way. All right, let's take a look at what's happening out there with some of our weather. We do have a lot of advisories to tell you about, but in terms of what we're seeing on the radar at this moment, we don't have a whole lot to tell you about on the radar, but we do have snow all around Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for example, and this is going to head on down towards Sioux City, Iowa, and then it's going to head into parts of eastern Nebraska, Also, of course, in parts of central South Dakota, near places like Chamberlain, you got a lot of snow. And if you're coming across I-90 in that area, you're definitely going to be encountering snow. And then also east out of Sioux Falls area, again, continuing on I-90, you head on down through the southern part of Minnesota this morning and the northern part of Iowa. You've got a lot of snow coming across the interstate, namely as well I-35 there in northern Iowa this morning. So be careful out there on the road, no doubt about that. Richard the Marine, of course, yes, I do see the rain on the radar map, Richard the Marine, there from your central your vantage point of the central coast of Oregon this morning. It looks like there's a lot of rain off the coast, basically, of Oregon and Washington this morning. But right now, at least, it's staying out there in the Pacific Ocean. But also, if you're in Texas this morning, San Antonio, lots and lots of rain all around San Antonio, Austin this morning. So be aware of that. Also, Louisiana, New Orleans. Looks like you've got some rain in that area that's happening right now as well. But in terms of these alerts that we're seeing, they're just all over the country right now, especially in the central part of the country, winter storm warnings all through. And again, we've got snow in South Dakota, but through Nebraska and then down through Kansas. We've got wind advisories, by the way, in a lot of part of most of Texas this morning. So if you're in the Dallas area, if you're all through Oklahoma, you got wind advisories heading over through Arkansas and over through Mississippi, also Alabama, and looks like a big part of Tennessee, mostly the western part of Tennessee this morning, you've got wind advisories going on there. High winds. Even if you're down near Carlsbad, New Mexico, you've got all kinds of advisories there. Now, hard freeze warnings in southern Arizona this morning. So if you're trucking through that area, hard freeze is just that. Hard freeze is also going to be in Kingman, Arizona. So be aware of that. Also, freeze warning in most of the Central Valley of California. So this is going to be Highway 99 and Interstate 5. And we've actually had some pretty good winds, evidently, I think, in the Los Angeles area, and I think pretty much north of there. Seems like places like Santa Clarita, they've always got some kind of wind advisories going on. But in my neck of the woods, south of L.A., we had some winds, but it was really just breezy by comparison. We did not have some of the high winds that, in some cases near L.A., I think took out some power. Winter storm watch through the Sierras coming out of Reno. And that is going to be, let's see here, west of Truckee as you come out I-80. So if you're in the area of Soda Springs, Casa Loma, you've got a winter storm watch going on there. Also up near Susanville to the west of Susanville. And then winter storm warnings in southern Oregon as well this morning. And also through most of Oregon, and we've got wind advisories coming out I-90 heading over towards Spokane. Also, combine all this with winter weather advisories, winter storm warnings in northern Idaho. So that means, of course, if you're up near 4th of July Pass, that's going to impact you. Our friends in Missoula, Montana, in that area this morning, got winter storm warnings going on there as well. And more next hour, folks, as we continue to watch, we'll let you know if we see any big changes. But that's what we're seeing out there this morning on this Monday. And we are going to have, as we understand, some pretty good storms and so forth this week. So we'll have a little bit more information next hour for you on that. Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing this Monday morning edition. Hour number one is in the books. And we're coming back after the top of the hour, 949-822-7959. Stay right there, Monday morning.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.